Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
Form is back in Albany. They were here for public a couple of years ago where they transformed some of the walls in Albany. This time around, they're stepping things up. They're going to put a bit of colour on our CBH silo on the Albany waterfront in a few days' time. And having a chat now, a couple of members of Form. I've got artist Helen Ansell and also project manager Rihanna Pezzaniti. Hello and welcome.
Hey.
How are you enjoying your time in Albany?
I'm enjoying it quite a lot. It's beautiful here. The weather's been relatively kind to us, so it's been, enjoyable.
You've been transforming the Western Power boxes around Albany.
That's right. So we have a couple of projects coming up in Albany as part of our public program. So we're kicking off our engagement here with painting 10 transformer boxes of Western Powers throughout the town. So we have five wonderful artists joining us painting those boxes over the next, we're completing the project over the next couple of days. And then we kick off the silos on the 4th of March as well.
What was the approval process like to getting access to those power boxes? Because, I mean, safety is a big concern here.
Yeah, that's right. So Western Power actually came to us really interested in doing some work in some of the towns that they have depots in and also have a sort of priority areas to them. And so they were really excited about celebrating some of their infrastructure, and that came in the form of their transformer boxes. So we've been assured that it's 100% safe. So essentially we went through a process with them and through an artist selection process with their team too. And we're here today finishing it off.
And I've got one of our artists for Form here with us, Helen Ansell. Good morning.
Hi there.
Where are you doing a creation?
So I've got two transformer boxes. One's down in front of the entertainment centre and one's on Centennial Park.
How's it been going?
Yeah, I've been loving it. Like Rihanna said, we've had cars driving past, tooting, giving us a thumbs up, people coming and saying hello. I'm painting two local flowers to the area, and one of them's an orchid, and I had a lady yesterday stop and take a photo, and she wants to post it on the orchid appreciation page. So, yeah, it's all been really fun.
And I guess the purpose of all of this is to get some awareness out there and get a reaction from people. And you're certainly getting that.
Yeah, that's right. We have had a lot of success with similar projects in other locations like Katanning and also around the Perth CBD too. So really having sort of artworks that can encourage people to come outside and engage with sort of cultural activities, you know, outside of galleries, because galleries can sometimes be a little bit more...
A little dark and cold.
Yeah, a little bit more stifling. Whereas with it being out in the public realm, it's available for anyone to engage with and sort of get a little bit of joy from.
Form 2018, the public silo trail makes its way to Albany. It's captured the hearts of people across Western Australia, and it's finally here. If people want to check out the works, where can they head along to?
Yeah, so they can head along to publicsilotrail.com, where they'll get updates and sort of regular images of the process, and also all of the artists and Form's social media pages as well.
Rihanna Pezzaniti, project manager for the Public Silo Trail here in Albany. Thank you very much. And artist Helen Ansell, thanks for coming along. Enjoy your time here.
Thanks.
Labor Day long weekend on this weekend. And as part of it, it's Cleared Up Australia Day for 2018. It's been running for nearly 30 years. And Cleared Up Australia Day inspires thousands of Australians to clean up and fix and conserve our environment. Having a chat with Waste Sustainability Officer Julie Passmore at the City of Albany. Julie, where is Albany's event happening?
Well, people can clean up wherever they like, actually. There's a few ways to get involved. Residents can contact Annabelle at the City of Albany, and she'll be able to provide people with bags in time for this weekend and also organise for them to be collected. Or people can log on to the Clean Up Australia Day website and they can see some other venues where people are already going to be cleaning up and can join those venues. Or people can just pick up the rubbish that they see around their suburb or their favourite park or beach.
Pretty concerning out there. 8 million tonnes of plastic entering our oceans each year, so we can all play our part by caring for the environment around us. I went camping recently out at Bluff Creek and very disappointed to see the amount of rubbish that's left behind out there.
Yeah, exactly. And rubbish in our environment can be eaten by wildlife or they can get entangled in it. So even just being involved in the cleanup can open people's eyes to how our actions impact the environment. And so that's got to be a positive in the long term as well.
A big step for Western Australia in a few months' time, they're going to be banning plastic shopping bags in supermarkets. So this will be a major step before bringing down that total of 8 million tonnes.
Yeah, definitely. Plastic bags are one of the top three littered items. So hopefully that will have a really positive impact on the environment.
Clean Up Australia Day, it's back this Sunday for another year. It's happening right across Albany and the South Coast. If you'd like to take part, get in touch with Annabelle at the City of Albany, or you can email staff@albany.wa.gov.au. And there's an incentive there, Julie, for community groups and individuals who register through the city.
Yeah, Annabelle will be able to provide bags for people, and also will be able to arrange to have them collected by CleanAway once people have finished their clean-up.
Clean Up Australia Day, get amongst it this Sunday. Julie Passmore from the City of Albany, thank you very much and good luck on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Terry.
Wednesday morning, so we catch up with Trent Geddes from techwrap.net. Trent, big announcement this week from both Samsung and Nokia. They've made some new product announcements at the recent Mobile World Congress.
Yeah, the Mobile World Congress is the place for everything that is going on mobile-wise. It's your technology gadget expo of the mobile world. Big announcements with the relation to 5G technology, moving forward in the next few years across the world. I know, Telstra are getting ready to basically fast-track the rollout of 5G here in Australia, they mentioned in recent days. And big announcements from Samsung launching their Galaxy S9 and S9 Note editions of mobile phones. I liken them to the S variant of the iPhone this time around, because the crux of the features are essentially all the same, just an updated camera, faster processor, and a couple of features to keep it in tow with the other big brands that are kicking around. They have added a nice little gadget to it called the Samsung Dex Pad, which essentially allows you to plug in a screen, keyboard and mouse, and essentially have what could function as a Chromebook computer on your mobile phone, which is a handy little gadget if you can't have a computer around. Also, the return of Nokia with the current variant of the company unveiling some new models. They've got some new premium smartphones, along with what is being coined as the banana phone, the Nokia 8110.
Yes, heard that.
Which is a bit of a slide out variant with your traditional button pad and screen. And, not too heavy on the smartphone aspect of mobile phone technology, which will hopefully make the battery last longer than a day, like they used to.
Do you think the new Nokia banana phone will have appeal?
There are certain consumers out there that don't want a smartphone that could utilise its function. And, if they keep it close to the values of the traditional Nokia phone, it'd certainly have quite an appeal. You're looking at a sub-$200 price bracket for that mobile phone when it actually does launch.
A banana without appeal, that'll be just unheard of. And I hear Samsung is getting busy. Of course, they've had some other announcements as well. Do you think that the likes of Nokia and Samsung could challenge Apple as the phone leader?
Samsung is one of the main contenders in that game. I can never see Nokia get back and regain their status as a major vendor of mobile phone technology that has the interest like it did. Their flame died when they couldn't keep up in the smartphone game of the mid-2000s, unfortunately.
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
Jackpot today is at $3,100. What is our sound and where can you find it? 132710. David's on the line. G'day, mate.
How are you?
I'm very good. How's Wednesday treating you?
Good. I'll be happy when I lose money.
You're keen, aren't you? You've rung a few times this week already.
Yes, I have. I only rang yesterday, but I'll keep trying until I get it.
Keep trying.
But the frustrating thing is you know about it and you can't say anything.
That's right. Mate, what do you reckon it is?
I reckon it's a racquetball being played at the squash centre in Albany.
A racquetball at the squash centre?
Yeah.
Being hit?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, your answer is not a hit. Oh. It's a miss.
Okay, I keep trying. Bye.
Can't give you the money. Sorry, David.
Bye.
The Prince of Peaceful Bay is with us. Carl, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate.
Now, if you won, what would happen in Peaceful Bay? What would the celebrations be like?
We no celebration, mate.
Why not?
I'll fill up my fuel tank.
Yeah, fuel's a bit dear at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, $3,100 would get you there.
Yeah.
Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds. What do you reckon it is?
Well, I don't know. Wouldn't be diving off the springboard at the Albany Aquatic Centre into the pool, would you?
Diving off the springboard? I think that springboard was removed years ago.
Oh, I have no idea. Never been there.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is not that. Okay. Your answer has no spring to it.
It can't be. It's not there, eh?
Definitely. Good on you, Carl.
Yeah. See you, mate.
Eddie, what do you reckon our sound of Albany is?
I think it might be someone doing a swim stroke in the pool, mate.
Somebody doing a swim stroke in the pool. Unfortunately, Eddie, you're not on the money.
All right, no worries, mate. Cheers.
Good on you. Triple M, hello. Sounds of Albany, who's this?
It's Cheryl again. How are you?
Yeah, going all right. What do you reckon it is?
Is it somebody sparring with a boxing bag?
Somebody sparring with a boxing bag. I'm going to have to box out your answer.
Thank you. I'll keep trying. It's a lot of money.
It is. It returns for a new month. The jackpot tomorrow, $3,120. Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds, only on Triple M.